I want mines and up stickers on every beach, in every gully, along every cliff. How many have been installed to date?
Approximately 4 million, Herr Field Marshal Rommel.
I want 6 million by May. 6 million.
Our troops are exhausted, Field Marshal. They are so busy, they are getting neither training nor rest.
My dear von Salmuth, which would your troops rather be? Exhausted or dead?
Look out there, gentlemen. How calm, how peaceful it is.
A narrow strip of water between the continent and England. Between us and the Allies. And beyond that peaceful horizon, a maelstrom. A coiled spring of men, ships, and planes waiting to be unleashed against us. Not a single Anglo-American shall reach the shore. Not a single Anglo-American shall set foot on the beaches. Whenever or wherever it comes, I intend to defeat the invasion right there. Right there, gentlemen, at the water's edge. Believe me, gentlemen, the first 24 hours of the invasion will be decisive. For the Allies as well as Germany, it will be the longest day. The longest day.
Words of Field Marshal Rommel rang with bitter truth as he stood with his officers on a windy bluff overlooking the beach. How he wished to pierce the haze and make fact of conjecture concerning British broadcasters' use of poetic license in advising their allies across the channel of impending events. Two lines of a poem by Paul Verlaine. The first line meant that all was ready. The second line told the resistance that the attack would take place within 48 hours. We knew, but could they be sure?